biggest business program in the country starts now. It's Williams Means Business with Larry Williams and Vodafone. Be a ready business on News Talk ZB.
Good evening now, 6:07. Well, New Zealand Rugby has reported its results today, showing it hauled in more than $250 million last year. While the picture is pretty rosy, the union is also warning of challenges ahead. The NZRU CEO, Steve Chu, is with me. Evening, Stu.
Good evening, Larry. How are you?
Very well. Record profit of $33.4 million. What do you attribute that to, Steve?
Well, the main driver of that, of course, is hosting the British and Irish Lions. It's one of our extraordinary years. And while we're celebrating the achievement of doing as well as we did, we're also sort of just taking a cautious deep breath because we've got to use that money over a longer period of time.
Right, and what are you directing the money into now? Where does the bulk of that money go to?
Well, it just goes into the central pot. I mean, we obviously place a percentage, 36%, which is agreed with our players, into our fund that gives us the opportunity to contract our players and look after their welfare. We fund our provincial unions, and that trickles down to the community game. And then we run our competitions and our national team. So it's across the board, really. But as I said, it's an extraordinary income spike that's got to be looked at over a 12-year horizon.
Yeah. Do you see tougher times ahead, though?
Oh, it's always challenging balancing the books. I mean, we're a very well-off sport compared to any others in New Zealand. But the reality is we're in a very competitive market for our talent. Our provincial unions need support more and more. And the community game needs help too. So every dollar we earn's got a home, for sure.
Right, you got a good product though, haven't you? How serious are you? Talked about this the other day, yesterday. How serious is the scouting issues by European clubs?
Well, I mean, the European clubs are an issue, full stop, whether they're scouting younger talent or our existing players. So that continues to be a challenge for us. Oh, I think it's an issue that, you know, we all need to be very careful that we act properly when we're talking to young people and their parents before they're at a stage where they can make a considered decision about their future.
Is there anything you can do about it, though? You can't stop people coming and scouting, I suppose, hunting for talent.
No, we can't. We've just got to make sure that our systems are robust and that the people that represent rugby are having good conversations that give young men and women, for that matter, an opportunity that is fair and reasonable to make a decent decision.
Right, but you'll always have players opting to go overseas. You've got ex-All Blacks, you've got coaches as well. It's going to be an ongoing issue, isn't it?
Yes, it's been an issue since the game went professional. The moment we made our talent valuable overseas by professionalising rugby, we were always going to face this battle. And, you know, our economy and our scale is what it is. We can only afford to do what we do. And we have lots of success. You know, we celebrated this week announcing Wyatt Crockett's retirement after probably 200 Super Rugby games. So there's plenty of examples of guys that stay. But equally, we're losing players we'd like to keep. That's got to be acknowledged.
Right. Jerome Kano yesterday, he's going overseas, but he's 34. He's given very good service to New Zealand rugby.
Yeah, and JK's a good example because he went away after the 2011 World Cup, where he was obviously a very important component of that win, and he came back and played the role again in 2015. So everyone's a bit different. Larry, some will stay for the duration, some will go and come back, and others will lose earlier than we would have liked, but that's
right.
A decision they have to make
themselves. Yeah, I mean, the fact is, Steve, New Zealand's just a factory, isn't it? It just produces great rugby players and great coaches, so you're never going to stop that.
No, we won't ever stop it, and I think it's not limited to rugby or even sport necessarily. I think New Zealand's over-representative and chief executive roles in Australian business, and they're all people that could have stayed and contributed to the New Zealand economy and lifestyle. But, you know, we're a small country. We can't all achieve what we want to achieve in life here, and some of us move overseas for a variety of reasons. I think we just got to celebrate that.
What do you make of the Sky TV announcement yesterday? Cheaper packages for sports. That's got to be good news for you, for fans?
Yeah, it makes things a little bit more accessible. Obviously, we work very closely with Sky, a very important part of our commercial landscape and a very important part of getting our product in front of our fans. So, yeah, no, good on them.
And where is the rugby union going ahead for future broadcasting rights? When are they up again? Where are you at with that?
Oh, we're only halfway through this cycle, Larry, so plenty of time. We're just watching what's developing around the world with interest, but in the meantime, work really closely with Sky. We wouldn't be here without them.
Okay, Steve, thanks. Steve Chu, the CEO of New Zealand Rugby Union. It's now 6:12.